If you joined us last week, we talked about marriage, and we also talked about the fact that 50% of them end up resulting in divorce.
Yes, but I also told my personal story, and you can divorce with dignity. And today, we have help for you. And this is Chick to Chick.
Flora, I want to start this podcast with a thank you, because I thanked you last week. I was basically the voice of Sean.
You're going to make me cry again.
I know, but when you told your story last week, and it really resonated with a lot of people, because I think they really struggle and they have a very hard time taking the emotion that they have for the person that they fell in love with and then ended up falling out of love with. And they didn't know how to just keep it in a space away from their kids. My parents gave me that gift, and you gave your son that gift. So again, I encourage people to go back and listen to that. But what you did was really, really beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, and if you missed our podcast last week, I told my personal story of divorcing with dignity. I had written a story about it a year ago, and it resonated with a lot of people, and we decided we should probably do a podcast on this. Mm-hmm. And that's how the whole thing came about. And, you know, you have to be very honest. I mean, our divorce, it wasn't pretty. I mean, we got off to a very ugly, nasty start. There was a lot of animosity. But after a few years, you know, you just have to let go of that negativity. You've got to let it go. You cannot walk around the rest of your life with this negative energy.
And your kids don't deserve it either.
Your kids don't.
I can't imagine if I had had that extra baggage to carry around.
Well, you do. You know, it's not about you anymore. It's about your kids, and you need to put your kids first. And my ex and I, we decided to put our son first. And as I said last week, I forgave him, he forgave me, and most importantly, I forgave myself. And that is the only way you can truly achieve peace and have a peaceful relationship, because your child is going to benefit from that. Having said all that, now I do understand that some divorces, you just can't get to that point.
Yeah. And there might be some people listening who are saying, I'd love that, but I have no idea how to get there. So we have that help today.
Yeah, we were able to get there on our own. But if you need help and you need encouragement, there are people out there who are divorce coaches. And that leads us to our guest today. Tara Eisenhardt is a divorce coach. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today. Tara, you heard what I had to say last week. You heard the podcast about divorcing with dignity. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what I did and how I handled the situation.
Well, I think that you started off very normal with the animosity and all of that anger. Unfortunately, we have a really toxic culture around divorce, and it's just permeates through all levels of society. So it's really easy to get into that place and to get stuck there, because there's just so much support, unfortunately, for that anger and that fighting. But what you were able to do to rise above that was just, frankly, it was awesome. And it's a place that a lot of times people can get to after some time, after that anger kind of burns out. You are able to take a step back. And that's what this is all about, is to kind of take a step back and look at things from a different angle. Look at things from your children's angle, or look at them from the perspective of your future self looking back on this, and find a way out of that dark place into a place of healing and light and better relationships all around.
You know, and I think for me, that was the turning point, you know, the turning point in the Civil War, because I thought about my son, and I thought about how everything was going to impact him. And I thought about, I don't want him to grow up and his childhood was his parents feuding and not getting along. I didn't want him to have that memory. And so I was able to put me and my thoughts and my feelings and just put it aside, because it didn't matter. It didn't matter. We had made a decision to have a child. There was a child there now. We got divorced. And that was the turning point for me, to put him first and to worry about him and to make sure that he was going to be happy and healthy and have good memories of his childhood. And so that's what made it easier for me. Is that what you tell couples, and how do you help couples get to that point?
Yeah, so it's interesting because whether or not people have children, divorce is not easy. You know, it's a process that nobody ever thinks they're going to have to deal with. Nobody gets married thinking they're going to get divorced. And so whether or not people have children, what I help people to do is, first of all, to practice some self-awareness and some honesty and realizing that maybe this isn't what you wanted, but you're here and you're probably having some negative feelings. And what does that mean? What are the needs that are at stake here? What are the needs that aren't being met? How can you help yourself? How can you look at this from a more holistic perspective and seeing who else is at play here? What does this look like from your child's perspective? What does this look like from your ex's perspective or from your friend's perspective? And try to play around with that a little bit, realizing that, you know, this is not where you thought you were going to be, mm-hmm. but it is where you are. And it's for the best, which is something that is kind of hard to swallow for a lot of people. But really, you know, good marriages don't end in divorce. Good marriages stay, you know, happily married. But when that becomes a place where you can't grow together anymore, it's time to call it quits. And that's okay. I like to say that divorce is a solution to a problem. Hmm. And so how can you go about moving through this solution in the most productive way possible, taking into account all of the players essentially in the game?
So for someone who's listening to this or they're watching it and they're thinking, I am so stuck. I don't even know what to do. I'm so angry. I don't even know if I want to be kind. What is the first step that someone should take to just start to move this in a positive direction?
And so the first step is usually that piece of honesty that says, this is where I am and this is for the best. Whether or not I want to admit it right now, there's a reason that this happened. And then start to practice that self-awareness and self-love and self-care. Because when you're in that place, when you're angry and you're blaming and you're hating your ex, that's a lot of energy that you're kind of expending that you could use to turn around and to love yourself with and to nurture yourself and spend time with people who really do love you, who care about you, who can help you to grow beyond this, people who are going to support you in a way that is encouraging and not in a way that is all about, you know, hating and blaming and staying stuck. Coaching is a directional process. It's about moving forward. It's about, you know, finding the light at the end of the tunnel and getting there.
You know, you really have to let go of the past if you want to have a future. Mm-hmm. You can't have all of that hate. I mean, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It's easier to be nice and to be kind mm-hmm. than to be negative and to have all of that animosity. I just found it to be exhausting. And I, quite frankly, I didn't want to live like that. Who wants to live like that?
So question I have, you know, oftentimes people get trapped in the cycle of they call their girlfriends or their parents or whatever, and they just do nothing but just unload and it's negative and negative. What do you tell the folks out there who their support system has sort of been their cheerleaders for sort of the wrong reasons? You know, what do you say to them to get them maybe talking to not just someone like yourself, but someone else who's really going to not go down that road of being angry and negative with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so a lot of the work that I do with people has to do with that, assessing the support system. And I have people look at, you know, who am I sharing these things with? And how do I feel when I'm interacting with these people about this topic? And what are they telling me to do? Are they keeping me stuck? Are they keeping me in the past? Are they moving me forward? Are they encouraging me? Or are they blaming my ex? And really look at those relationships. And then we can start to talk about maybe setting some new boundaries so that you're sharing in the appropriate spaces with the appropriate people. And not to say that you shouldn't vent, because of course everybody needs that, but it's not a place where you should live to be in that place of stuckness and animosity and anger and hate. It just doesn't get you anywhere. It keeps your wheels spinning and we want to move forward.
Yeah, it does hold you back. I mean, and let's be honest, when you're venting to your friend, you're telling one side of the story. And I like to say there aren't two sides to every story. There are three sides to every story. So they're responding to whatever you're saying, and you're just regurgitating whatever negativity. How do you help, Tara, couples that, you know, mom's on one side of the soccer field and dad's on the other side of the soccer field? What is step one to at least getting them to stand together in the middle, not in the middle of the soccer field, but on the, you know, together so that the child doesn't feel pulled back and forth? How do you get them to do that?
So it really starts with looking at these different perspectives and being able to say, what do you think this looks like to your side, to your child, your son, your daughter? What do you think your child is thinking when you're sitting on two sides of the soccer field? What do you think your child is feeling about that? How do you think your child is experiencing this when, you know, your child is packing a bag and going back and forth, and you say when you go out the door, you know, oh, don't forget to, you know, tell your mom that she owes me $50 or something like that. What do you think that your child's experiencing there? And that's a really key element in this, because a lot of times, you know, humans are very selfish creatures. We see things from our perspective and we assume that everybody who's on our side sees and experiences the same thing. And it's not true. And so by opening those doors a little bit and asking people to step into somebody else's shoes, that can kind of pave the way to a little bit more productive processes and communications moving forward. And it's not always appropriate for mom and dad to sit together at the sporting events. Sometimes it's just plainly not safe for that to happen.
Sure.
But one person still has a lot of power in that scenario. And even if you have one parent who's able to think about that from the child's perspective, and one parent who's able to alter their own behavior in a way that's more healthy, that's going to have a huge impact on that child's life moving forward.
This is all great advice. And for people who are listening and watching, and they just need to find out more and find out from you, do you have any contact information that you can share?
I do. So I'm on all the social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Not all of them. There's a lot of them. I'm on YouTube. But the easiest way is just to go to my website, taraeisenhardt.com, and there's a ton of information. You can contact me through there.
Awesome. Tara, thank you so much for joining us. Just great information there. And I like what she says all the time. You know, she's focusing on the child. Focus on the child. And I do understand, I really do understand that sometimes this isn't going to work. It's just not, because as Tara pointed out, sometimes there are safety issues. But mom and dad, please, please, if you can put your differences aside, please do it for your kids. Do it for your kids.
Take it from me. It's the best measure. It really, really is. On that note, I thank you again. I thank Tara. She had great advice. And if you want to continue to follow the things that we chirp about, we're all over social media. We're on Facebook, and now we're on IGTV on Instagram, so you can catch the entire episodes there. Also, we encourage you to check out our YouTube page, and you could subscribe, because then, hey, you're lucky you every Monday. Boop, boop, there we are, chirping at you on a Monday.
You'll get that notice. And so we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.